kids may be next in line to get a jab. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Pfizer is expected as early as today to ask the government to approve its COVID vaccine for kids aged 6 months to 5 years old.
While young children have been found to be far less likely than adults to develop any serious complications or to die from COVID, cases among the age group have risen dramatically during the Omicron surge.
Fox's Sean Langill. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will talk again today with his Russian counterpart over fears the U.S. has of a Ukraine invasion.
Military aid for Ukrainian forces continues to arrive. The fourth shipment of lethal aid of American ammunition, etc., came in last night. UK has supplied anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainians.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. There have been bomb scares at some historically black colleges. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, a number of historically black campuses either locked down or put students on and faculty on alert yesterday and today now due to threats received. And that again includes Howard University in D.C. A spokesman for Howard tells Fox News the campus search has turned up nothing and the shelter in place order is lifted, though police are still investigating. Spelman College and Fort Valley State in Georgia were threatened this morning, along with Morgan State in Maryland. 8 HBCU campuses received threats last month as well, though they turned out to be unfounded, Dave.
Evan, speaking of scare, thousands of people living within a mile of a fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, told to evacuate overnight because the plant's on fire. Firefighters stopped battling it, fearing an explosion.
There is a large volume of ammonium nitrate on site.
Fire Chief Trey Mayo. Happy New Year! The year of the tiger's begun.
It's called the Spring Festival in China and Hong Kong and usually focuses on themes like reunion and hope, lasting around 40 days. Lunar New Year is celebrated in South Korea, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, and other places with a large Chinese population.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While Pfizer hopes to soon get approval to give its COVID vaccine shots to children younger than 5 years old, in New Orleans, thousands of school kids are expected to be vaccinated by today, per a state rule, though parents can opt out.
As of today, children over the age of 5 are expected to be vaccinated against COVID in order to attend school in New Orleans. Dr. Yvens Laborde was at one school's vaccination event and told Fox 8 WVUE about reluctance he's seen among some parents.
As I try to empathize with them first and foremost, I really understand your concern about the safety, about getting vaccinated. I understand that because our natural inclination is to protect our children.
But rules around enforcement remain unclear. Despite the vaccine rule, there's also a state rule that allows families to opt out by filling out an exemption form. And while some schools have reported low vaccination rates, some also reported not receiving many, if any, exemption requests. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Speaking of mandates, the requirement to have a mask on indoors in New York remains in place. A court is giving the state more time to appeal the ruling that struck it down. Some Americans may use a four-letter word. If the five-letter word game millions now play every day is no longer free.
The New York Times buys Wordle for an undisclosed price in the low seven figures. Creator of the word game, Josh Wordle, a software engineer in New York City, tweeting the Times will integrate the daily puzzle where once a day players get six chances to guess a five-letter word into its slew of word games, explaining running the game gone viral has been a little overwhelming. Reps for the New York Times say it will initially remain free to new and existing players. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before a new month of trading. January saw a lot of losing. The Dow fell 3%. The Nasdaq lost 9%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.